Hello, I'm back with another boo, and with a bit of luck this might be a bit more interesting than the other ones I've done. However, I'll let you be the judge of that. Anyway, anyone that's seen my profile will see that my job title is described as a Disability Arts Development Worker. Sounds quite a fancy title, but it's one I'm quite proud to have. The concept of disability arts is quite lengthy to talk about, so I'm not really going to talk about it here. If you are interested, just Google it and you'll find all sorts of theories and discussions about it. But essentially what I do is use art to develop the creative side of people who have disabilities. It's a relatively modern idea, but because for many years, people that lived in residential homes and places like that, they weren't thought of as people who have creative ideas. Essentially, art was just a way of keeping them occupied. You know, the scene of sit the group of people around a table, give them some bits of paper, some pens and crayons, and just draw and keep them occupied. At the end of the day, the stuff was just thrown away, but it kept people busy for a couple of hours. Disability arts works virtually opposite to that, where you're looking at the creative side. There are no rules to it, so you're not really teaching people how to draw or how to play music or how to act, but you're just allowing them to explore those mediums. So for instance, as a musician, I sometimes go with musical instruments. I'm not there to teach them how to play the musical instrument. I let them use the musical instrument as a way of just exploring the sounds and exploring the music. And more often than not, some very interesting creative processes happen. So really, that's the very basis of it. I'm quite happy to talk about it at any time. Anybody's interested in going deeper into the sort of idea. Or you could look at my website again, which is on my profile. But one of the reasons for talking about today is because this week, to give you an example of how interesting it can be, is on Tuesday, I'm going down to Maryport to see a gentleman who has cerebral palsy, who has written his life story and wants to make it into a short film to raise awareness. So I'll be involved with making the film and discussing how he wants to develop it and work with some music ideas and things like that. And on Thursday, I'm working with some youngsters from MenCap, making instruments and masks, and developing a story from that. Very vague at the moment because, like I said, I wait till I get there for the day, and then whatever comes out is the result. So there, I've gone over about 3 minutes. I hope you're still with me. If you're not, I'm very sorry, and if you still are, I'll keep you up to date with how the things go. Okay? Thank you for listening.